Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Neocon Sunday afternoon before the show starts in Chicago, and I'm with Dave Caples with I2O Group. Dave, how you doing?
Doing great. I'm very excited about being in Chicago this time of year.
How many Neocons have you been to before?
Well, I was adding it up a little while ago, somewhere between 34 and 35. I really hate to admit the number, but they all are exciting, and the next one is always the most exciting.
You're no stranger to most of the professionals in the carpet business, offside of the business. You grew up, first job with Shaw, and then on to Beaulieu on the commercial side, and then on to Milliken, right?
That's correct. That's how you kind of add up to those 34 or 35 years.
Last time I was with you, I believe we had dinner in Germany at Domatec, so you get around. And the last few years, you've been working with Dixie, building a new brand for them called Avant, right?
That's correct. Avant was a little bit of a different idea. Dixie was gracious enough to let us do it. It was based around the fact that we were going to be 100% Invista yarn system, Antron yarn system, and then also the way we approached the market. We brought in artisan from all over the United States, featured them individually with each product. So it was part of a marketing campaign. It was part of a development of a product, truly an act of love building the product line.
All right, so talk about how Avant fits in the other Dixie brands. Obviously, they have Atlas, which they acquired last year, and for many years have had Maslin Contract.
Well, we started Avant prior to the acquisition of Atlas. Our idea was that it was going to be 100% Antron brand. With the acquisition of Atlas, that brought in another Antron line. So it was kind of positioned between Maslin and Atlas. Was meant to be a little higher style, a little higher priced, basically modular line. We started with modular, and later on down the line, we added some broadline.
But when you say, you know, Atlas sometimes seems somewhat traditional, and Avant's a little bit more playful, isn't it?
Yeah, we like to use color. We don't like to use pattern. We like to use sizes. We kid around. It's like using a Lego kit to build a lot of really cool stuff. It gives the designer flexibility in making individual installations designed for their client using standard products, but each one is a custom installation.
So this year, Avant will be in the Maslin Contract space, and I mean, you've brought this baby forward, and it's a toddler now, and so your engagement with Dixie's over, right?
Yeah, this Neocon is kind of bittersweet. We got Avant to where we wanted it, to where Dixie contracted us to get it to. It is really the first time Avant's been in the Neocon showroom. And so we'd like to be there with it, but we're very proud of what we've done. We're very proud that Dixie is carrying on the tradition. So we wish them the best, and we left them a lot of great products.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of support are you getting from Invista as far as, since this is exclusively theirs, are they helping to shepherd this thing along?
Absolutely. They did some great PR work with their field network. They featured Avant on their website. They have been very open about looking at new colors when we needed them. As a matter of fact, one of the oranges, they named it the orange name that we use, which was Satsuma. So we had a really great relationship with them. Look forward to working with them in the future. Great company, great support, great product.
Now, most people know to be successful in this business, you got to have architectural folders, and you've got to have reps that are out there calling on A&D. Talk about your approach to getting the word out in the market.
Well, we used a little different approach. We tried to focus on social media. We found established reps that were multi-line reps. We gave them the product line. Very successful. Originally, we were hoping to have about 30 reps in the field. Within the first 18 to 24 months, we had about 60 territories set up across North America. So it was very widely received by both the design community and the independent reps.
All right, so I know there's an artisan story behind this, and when we go into the Mart tomorrow and go up on the 10th floor and see this product, are there stories behind the development of it, that as far as here's this artist and here was the inspiration behind it? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Each artisan brought their own talent. They brought their love and their commitment to the art. We've always found that the design community really embraces independent artisans. So it was our way of kind of paying it forward. We were lucky enough to start the Avant brand. This was our way of supporting a lot of those local artisans. We could have gone out and got a Herman Miller chair or something else and featured that. But it was so much cooler meeting these people. Each one has a unique story. Go to the website, listen to their story. You know, we've got our favorites, but at the end of the day, they all had the same compelling story about design and how they loved it and how we could help them expand their audience.
All right, so what's next for the I2O group?
Well, we like to work with people that we enjoy. We certainly enjoyed our engagement with Dixie. We're talking to a few other people. We're going to walk around NeoCon. I think this time we're more interested in seeing about how other people approach the market. This is the most rapidly changing market today that we've ever seen. How can you service the A&D community and be a resource? So that's where we're at right now. We are looking for someone that we can joint venture and really take it to the next level in design.
Now, are you carpet only, or would you consider working with some people on some hard surface products?
We'll do hard surface. We've got relationships in other areas in A&D, so we're not just so focused on soft floor covering. Anything that goes into the interiors of a commercial building is our arena.
Well, it's good to be with you, and thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Dave Caples, a principal with I2O Group, before the first day of NeoCon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLE.net.